Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will continue with today's verse.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verse can be found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." There are verses of Scripture that stand above the rest. These are the Scriptures that are unique in some way, the kind that make for good trivia questions. For example, we all know that "Jesus wept" is the shortest verse of the Bible. "Amen" is Scripture's final word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter of the entire Scriptures, and unsurprisingly, the Bible's most quoted verse is John 3:16. Well, if there was ever a vote for which verse in the Bible was the scariest, my vote would go to Matthew 7:21. Here, Jesus says matter-of-factly that not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus indicates that simply calling ourselves a Christian is not enough. As followers of Jesus, we need to take these words seriously. Christ strikes at the heart of what it means to live as his follower. Our discipleship is never about empty words. We can't simply talk our way into the kingdom of heaven. Correct terminology, it's not an indicator of our righteousness, and calling Jesus, quote, "Lord," well, that's not a password that unlocks the pearly gates for us. No, Jesus highlights that only those who do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom. Right words are insufficient for salvation if they are disconnected from our lives. It is our actions which testify to our faithfulness. And so emphatic petitions of "Lord, Lord," well, these are hollow expressions if we fail to follow the will of our God. Instead of merely parroting these empty phrases, Jesus highlights that it is doing the will of our Father that is the indicator that we are right with God. But does this mean that it matters not if we call Jesus Lord? Is Jesus setting up our individual actions as the only benchmark that we are right with God? Is he saying the same thing that I read on a bumper sticker the other day? In the end, only kindness matters. Sadly, some people believe this. Some people believe that their own personal goodness will secure their entrance into heaven. But I'm a good person, people say. And this is like the modern equivalent of pointing to prophecies and miracles as evidence of our faithfulness. Many people believe that it is their good deeds which will tip the eternal scale to their favor. And they may even quote this verse as the biblical evidence that it is good deeds and good deeds alone which is of ultimate importance. But Jesus is clear that our works never earn us a spot in God's kingdom. In the very next verse, chapter 7, verse 22, Jesus says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons and perform many miracles?'" Now, no one would ever dismiss the goodness behind driving out demons and prophesying in Christ's name. These people believed that they had performed the necessary acts to obtain their salvation. They were doing good things. And so in their eyes, they earn their place in heaven. But Jesus responds with, "I never knew you." See, Jesus completely disregards any faith system where we earn our place before God. The goodness of our actions will never merit our eternal life. Just as we can't talk our way into heaven, neither can we work our way into God's good graces. Righteous actions are simply not enough. Because even the most blessed of actions can be done with selfish motives or evil intent. The history of pastor abuse and systemic racism and institutional failings have made this abundantly clear in our lives. Think of it this way. If our faith is focused solely on, quote, acting like a Christian, then in the end, our discipleship is an act, and it doesn't represent a heart which is turned to the Lord. Because discipleship, at its core, is about living in a relationship with Jesus. We are created to know the Savior and to be known by him. The entire Sermon on the Mount is focused on this fundamental truth. What distinguishes us as disciples of Jesus rather than casual onlookers is not the words that we say or our ability to tick the necessary spiritual boxes of goodness. No, instead, disciples of Jesus are people who know him, who listen to his voice, and who follow him. And so these words, they challenge us to assess our discipleship. What do we mean when we call Jesus our Lord? Do we follow this verbal proclamation with transformed living? Do we embody the faith that we preach? Although we might term Matthew 7:21 the scariest verse of Scripture, it does hold out the hope of the gospel. Because beyond mere words or empty actions, Jesus wants us to know him deeply, intimately, and profoundly. And true discipleship is but a response to what Jesus does in our lives, a response that is always much deeper than our words can ever truly describe.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.